Good afternoon, I'm Raylene Ramsey. This is your afternoon news fix for Thursday, the 4th of April. The Ministry of Health is looking to axe 134 jobs in total. It needs to save 6.5% in costs following the government directive to all public service agencies to find cost cuts ahead of the budget. Azaria Howell has the story.
The proposal would disestablish 271 roles and restructure 137 of those. Staff are being consulted through to April 26 and have been told the proposal is not a reflection of staff performance. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Social Development's today introduced a voluntary redundancy scheme to streamline the service and chop costs before budget day.
And the Ministry of Social Development's travel bill is raising eyebrows. A review of the 2022-23 financial year shows the agency spent nearly $750,000 on taxis and ride-sharing app fees. Upwards of $4 million also went towards domestic flights. MSD says it's on track to reduce travel spend 25% by the end of this financial year, in line with the government's saving goals. Taxpayers Union Executive Director Jordan Williams says this is the value of looking at spending line by line.
The fact they can commit to saving 25% shows the spending was unjustified. They were partying while the sun shined.
Opposition parties and local government New Zealand are pushing back on the government's move to mandate local referendums for Māori wards. Labour removed the requirement last term, and the councils that introduced Māori wards since will now have to conduct a binding poll to keep them. Here's senior political reporter Sophie Trigger.
Local Government New Zealand's dubbed the move a complete overreach, while Labour's Willie Jackson says it's a kick in the guts for Māori and could stir up fear, division and even violence in some communities. Meanwhile, Te Pāti Māori co-leader Rawiri Waititi says to overturn already established wards shows a continued attack on Māori representation and decision-making.
New Zealand's market watchdog is sounding the alarm over a proposed merger of two major supermarket players. Political editor Jason Walls has more.
The Commerce Commission's outlined its concern that the merger of New World and Pack and Save owner Foodstuffs North and South Island operations would limit overall supermarket competition. That's despite the fact the same company technically owns both entities, which both currently operate as two cooperatives. But the Commission hasn't outright blocked the deal just yet. It's asking for submissions on the merger before it makes its final decision.
And submissions close April 18, with the decision due to be made on May 31. To sport, and the Silver Ferns coach will be confirmed tomorrow, with Netball New Zealand calling a media conference in Auckland at 2. Dame Nolene Taurua is favourite to be confirmed for a contract extension. Lydia Ko has carded a 1-under opening round at the multi-format LPGA event in Las Vegas to be tied for 9th. Ryan Fox's quest for confidence on golf's PGA Tour continues when he tees off in the Texas Open early tomorrow morning. The Kiwi number one has missed the cut in 4 of 7 tournaments. I'm Raylene Ramsey. That is your latest news fix. We'll be back with the next update tomorrow morning from the Newstalk ZB newsroom.